It is the loss of national sovereignty, but it is a simple reality.
You are listening to the Doctor on Truth Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Truth Radio. I'm the Doctor.
And I'm Mr. James.
And we are currently coming to you pre-recorded from the site of our igloo somewhere in the Socialist Republic of Canada this January 20th, 2011.
Very cold day it is.
It was a very cold day indeed, but it's not a cold day on our website, and that is truth.info, where we can be contacted and followed and whatnot on the relevant social networks.
That's right.
That's right indeed. So, what's in the news today, Mr. James?
Well, considering this is the second, this will be the second show in 1 week, there's a lot to talk about, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. There's always lots to talk about.
Especially nowadays. First thing I guess we can talk about is, more pole shift stuff.
Yes.
Because it keeps on happening. More pole shift things. But now what they say is that, everyone's astrological signs are changing because the pole shift. Well, I mean, as far as I know about pole shifts and how astrology works, stars don't move. We might. So it doesn't really matter if we move a little bit into one sign or another sign. When you were born, unless you were born the day of the pole shift, doesn't really matter about that. A lot of scientists are trying to make a big deal about this whole, all your signs are moving. Well, okay, but you still just admitted that there's a pole shift.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the mainstream media does.
Yeah.
Is it admits to something to sort of half admit to something else.
That's right. So, I mean, at least they're saying, yes, there is a pole shift. They're trying to say it happens all the time. So, but like I said before, that we can't prove that. Still can't. I'm still trying to find information. I can't. There's nothing that says that.
Well, I think all the time they mean like on the timeline of planet Earth.
Well, if they're talking about galactically, then
yeah, every couple thousand years could be quote all the time.
Well,
right?
I mean, even the Mayans talk about the dualation between dark and light and the years of in darkness and the years of light. So I mean, they're talking about that, but most of these people aren't talking about that. But I could see that's where they could get it from, you know? If they're talking about that, then of course, yeah, but right now that doesn't matter, you know? It matters what we're doing with our time right now. That's the problem with these scientists, you know? They're not going to live forever ever either. That's the whole weird thing about this. So, but yeah, that's the one thing that's kind of odd these days, and I've been seeing a lot of people commenting on news things just to see how the zombos out there are taking these things, and it's all just a bunch of Christian rhetoric and end of days talk and all this other kind of stuff, you know, or that stuff isn't real. Well, the stars aren't real, eh? Oh yeah, well the next time there's a full moon out, look up at the stars. That's all I gotta say. So, I mean, just saying that alone is kind of crazy. And I know I grew up with that myself, that idea that the stars aren't actually there.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. Crazy idea, because you can see them. So, you know, and their God, I don't really, haven't seen them. I haven't seen any God, actually. So, and I can see the stars, so I don't know how they can believe in something they don't see and they can't believe in something they do see.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of goes in that whole double speak, double think, upside down, topsy turvy weirdness that's going on. But
the double speak.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the first little thing I got for everybody. There is more things out there people are saying our zodiacs are changing. Who cares about that right now? The pole shift is happening. There is a shift happening. And in and every shift you go from one to another, and we've been in pretty dark times, so I can only spread the idea of it going to be something really, really beyond our comprehension after this is done.
Right.
It's just getting through it till then.
Yeah. So. Well, if you're talking about in dark times versus light times,
that's right.
Our times, according to some historians or philosophers,
that's right.
haven't changed since like medieval England, like the 1100s.
Exactly.
And it changed dark, and it hasn't changed at all. So we're at the end of the dark times now.
That's right. And they've even now called this time before 2012, this time between 2000 and 2012 as the countdown years, or the time of awakening, or the time of unmasking. That's what we're in right now. And we're getting into the end of that, hence the super wars going on now and all the other type of stuff, like governments falling, which we'll get into in a couple minutes. And that kind of thing. Like, there's a lot of that stuff happening now, which could bring us right into, how much more dark can it get, you know, before light comes back? But that's the whole thing. That's the thing about our lives, I think, that we've forgotten, is that everything's a cycle. We all die. It's the same thing with the Earth and it cosmos. Everything's a cycle. So I don't think it's very hard to believe now that we go through dark periods and we go through light periods. Now, from what I've researched, it's a 2-to-1 ratio, dark to light. I mean, you always need one or the other, but we're always going from light, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 years to a dark 10,000 or 11,000 years. That's just how things go.
The good times don't last.
No, and I mean, we've always got that thing, but the great thing is that we're in now. We're at the end of a dark time.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as they don't blow the world up with nukes, I mean, if you're open to these things and do your research, I mean, it's pretty much in your face. And I guarantee it, because I worked for the government. I was into that kind of thing. This stuff, once you read it, it's in your face. You can't stop thinking about it. You can't. It's there. That's true knowledge, knowing the things that are going on and understanding them. So, but anyway, yeah, that's my little thing on that right now. So,
excellently put, Mr. James.
Yes, indeed.
It's funny because it's just being reported now, literally right now, yeah. That, oh, don't worry, the astrology signs aren't changing.
No, I know.
It's just a rumor that comes up every couple of years.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is I don't remember or recall in my years of existence on this planet any of this stuff ever happening that they say that's happening. I've never heard of a pole shift before. I've been made fun of for talking about a pole shift, but never, never,
yeah, exactly.
You know? So,
I've noticed the only thing that seems to be happening over and over again is things like the government trying to pull the wool over the public eyes, like global warming or holes in the ozone layer or swine flu or bird flu or orient flu or whatever.
Yeah, turkey flu.
Yeah.
All that craziness. Yeah, no, that's the thing, is that, they're taking a very serious issue that people should learn about because of the time we're in, and just throwing them a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah, it's the same thing with this CRTC thing, banning that Money for Nothing song.
Definitely.
It's
definitely
totally like, oh, you can't listen to this song anymore on the radio. What? That's an outrage. Yeah, okay, they're going to take away unlimited internet. That's going to close, blogs, like, across the board in Canada right off the bat.
Exactly.
Like, that is a massive, massive blow to free speech.
That's right.
And everyone right now, when there's links on our website at truth.info, should sign the petition to basically have this reconsidered, to put it politely.
Yeah, because that's insane.
Yeah.
And I mean, they say faggot 3 times. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all they're saying.
And this song was released 25 years ago.
Yeah. I've said worse things on this radio show than that.
We both have inadvertently.
You know, and it just kind of happens because we go to the flow here. But, I mean, that's the crazy part about this, is that, I mean, think of it, if you didn't have that, it'd be some other distraction too. That's
yes.
a sad thing, especially with this these new phones. And when these new 3D phones come out, it's going to be even worse. So
I still don't understand this concept of a 3D phone.
It, from what I saw, you know how you've seen screens on movies where they have 3D stuff moving in and out of, not popping out at you, but more 3D-ish from the screen.
Like you put something down, like it projects a 3D image of someone's face talking to you?
Not even that, just like it looks, the screen looks more 3D. Just, it just pops out more. I don't know what kind of technology they're using. I don't trust it. I think it's, I don't know what it's doing to our brains, but that's what it is. It's weird. It's actually its own entity. You know, it's 3D. It's a 3D screen.
Yeah.
So, no matter if they have it popping out, whatever, it is still that. You can probably rotate things inside of it, different screens and that kind of thing, that I'd imagine.
So, that's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, but I mean, imagine people with their texting having their different screens on their phones even.
Yeah.
You know? And then whoever else, and I don't even know what else they'll bring out after that. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy what they have out even today. I saw a phone peripheral. You set up your phone vertically, you type out a message, and you set this little thing up, and it projects a light laser keyboard onto the table. Like, full-size keyboard onto the table, and you just type away, and it picks it up, and, it works.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's awesome and terrifying, but more terrifying.
Oh, yeah, that's... Well, because, if we were in different times and had that, well, it'd be a lot different. But
witchcraft!
Or I guess you can call it sorcery, I guess, is the other... The other thing, used for bad means.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that's sorcery. Anything can be used for that, too. That's the other thing.
Well, that's the argument they try and use, too.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We have to regulate the internet because people that are smarter than us are using it for bad things.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's always the thing, blame it on anybody else. But all that I've seen is Mr. Government and Big Daddy doing all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
The only kind of crime I see are the people trying to survive and live through this craziness that's happening.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of Big Daddy Government, I believe it's time for the first regular segment.
Yes.
Yes, this is
Pre-Mason.
Elite of the Week.
Nice. Yes, and this guy is a character and a half.
Oh yes, he's something, and no one heard of him at all, probably, until pretty recently.
Well, and I think, like I've said before, I think this guy's going to be our next prime minister. So I guess that pretty much opens it up. But it's Mr. Ignatieff.
It is Mr. Ignatieff, Michael Ignatieff.
Yeah, and he is a. One sick, crazy... He's from an interesting family line. Royalty family line.
Well, we could get into the family first if you wanted.
Well, might as well.
Start at the beginning and whatnot.
Yeah,
okay, ahead. His grandfather, Count Pavel Ignatieff.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Russian Minister of Education.
Oh, boy.
Yes, this is 1913, I believe he held the position. Anyway, he held this until the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yeah, where most of his family got slaughtered?
No, most of the government got slaughtered. Oh. In fact, he was the lone survivor, supposedly freed by a sympathetic guard.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Raising eyebrows all over the place.
Yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, he hightails it to France with his family.
Yeah.
And then from there, as is my understanding, he immigrates to Canada in 1925.
Yeah.
And then the Count's son, George, who held various interesting positions as well, including Canadian Ambassador of Yugoslavia, a permanent NATO representative, and a Canadian Ambassador of the United Nations.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
it's
crazy.
It's just all over the place here.
Wow. Well, we can see why Netiv is where he's going to go.
Yeah, exactly. He's been all over the place. He's spent about half his life outside of Canada.
He's probably in Harvard or Yale or something like that.
Actually, he was a university at Harvard.
Imagine that.
University of Toronto as well, like board members of this stuff. And yeah.
Well, and the University of Toronto has the big secret society as well. What are they called? Trillium, I think they're called.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not too surprising. Yeah.
Oh, and he was a BBC reporter, too.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah, and this is the guy that's going to run our country next.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I've already said that, too, that he's the next prime minister. He's the end of the darkness is gonna come. He's gonna bring on whatever dark he can, and then we'll just see what's gonna happen after that. But
one other thing I wanted to note: he is a friend and former roommate, I believe, of a future Illuminati of the now focus subject, Bob Ray.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bob Ray.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got some crazy elites coming up, too. So this is going to be pretty interesting in the next little while.
Yeah. Well, this guy's teaching positions and stuff. It reminds me of a kind of like, what's his name? Ingvi Brzezinski.
Mm.
Wrote that? The Grand Chessboard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Big time influential book on that side. Of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
I guess you could say.
Yeah, well, and we've got a lot of craziness with politics and the spectrum, so that's for sure.
Yeah.
Holy man. Got them even in the Christian side of things, too. So, actually, you know what? If it's all right, I'm adding another person in with this. I just have to mention.
Oh, who's this?
I have to. After you're done, we've got one more. We're going to add one more in this week.
Was it Billy Graham?
It's got to be. Yeah. I got to talk about that because that picture that we found is insane.
We can't prove anything with that one, though.
Well, I can... You can look at it, and there are thumbs missing where they should be thumbs in a handshake, and there's flesh colored where flesh color shouldn't be. So...
It is suspicious for sure.
But.
Absolute for sure. And he does keep equally, if not more, suspicious company.
Well.
Mr. Billy Graham.
Yeah, he.
However, we don't know if he's a 100% confirmed member of the Masonic Lodge. And my research tends to tell me the exact opposite.
That he's not?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be.
No, of course not. He doesn't need to be.
He's a televangelist that heals people sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or heals their souls, I guess. And, friends with Barack Obama, personal, spiritual guide.
Yeah.
To Barack Obama. And, you should look up his Wikipedia page because there's a picture of him and Ronald Reagan with his wife in the middle. That's a really suspicious handshake there. There are hands missing in areas where they should be.
Oh, yeah. I'm not denying it's suspicious at all. It is.
So, and
the fact that you can't see the hands themselves is suspicious.
Well,
and just where people are situated.
We're talking about a Christian leader here, too.
Yeah.
A televangelist that's not supposed to be linked to any of this kind of stuff.
No, of course not.
So, look into it, because even the guys that run... You know, the churches and all that kind of stuff, they basically idolize this person, and he's slime beyond belief. So, and then you can just go into the Crystal Cathedral stuff, and that gets even worse.
Oh, yeah.
So,
there's no end.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the other one I had to pop in there, because that guy's fishy.
All right. So, you got a double helping there of elite of the now.
That's right.
But moving forward, got a situation in British Columbia.
Yes, we do.
And what a situation it is.
You should all look this up, too. I think we'll try to put a link up, I guess.
Oh, the link's going to be on very, very shortly.
It's disgusting. It's our Royal Mounted Police, again, with their atrocities. They like to hurt people. A 51-year-old man... that took some time off of a golf course, supposedly in Abbotsford area. He was asked by the owner to fire his shotgun off to keep the geese off the greens.
Which is standard procedure, from my understanding.
Yeah, which is, you know, make loud noises, whatever, right? So, cops were called because some moron probably thought, oh my god, it's a gunshot.
There's a gunshot! Call the cavalry!
Yeah. So anyway, the RCMP comes in, they stop this guy on his way home, and they get him to come out, and these very young officers, you'll see them, the guy, he's kind of plain clothed, kicks this man full out in the face.
After they've got him on the ground. They pull him out of the car, they're handcuffing him, and this guy walks in out of nowhere, out of frame, boots him full out in the face.
That's right.
Like, he wasn't a threat, like, he's detained, he's going to have handcuffs on him in a second. What's kicking him in the face,
that's right,
like, as hard as you can, going
to
do?
Well, and this just goes to show you more and more of the state that we're in. Police officers are not for us, they're out for themselves. This pig, I'm going to start calling him that, should be arrested, should be thrown in jail, but he'll probably just get off with a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, as is usual.
Which is usual.
As in the Robert, who was it, Robert Daninsky? He was the guy tased, in British Columbia.
And they brought that story as well, and they don't really have a good name for themselves right now. It's pretty sad to see that. And I mean, you can watch this guy. They're not taking care of him at all. His face is like literally pooling blood. You'll see it. Like they are not really caring. You see the two talking, and one of these officers are female, and that's even more disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, at least, you know, males have been known to lose their compassion. But women, too, now? This is insane. This is absolutely insane. I mean, I'm telling you, soon enough we're going to see these crazies breaking into houses, stealing stuff, and just be like, oh, they're just...
I thought they were terrorists.
Yeah,
we got a report from somewhere.
And this is the thing, is that their superiors are just saying, trying to calm the people down, and saying, well, you know, we're doing our best to investigate and blah blah blah. I bet you are. I bet you're investigating. Just wait until the time comes when, you're not going to be protected by the law. And you guys are, that's the whole thing. You're supposed to be protect and serve. And that's out the window.
Yeah, well, they changed the logo on all their cruisers.
Exactly, you know. So, and on top of that, we've got, what else do we have for this whole thing that's going on? We got another story as well that goes with this. Is opposite. In Afghanistan. Afghanistan policeman shot dead by a Marine while he was on duty. What's going on?
Yeah.
That's really what I want to know. You know? You've got police officers trying to do their job there with these Marines supposedly doing... That's the whole thing. Marines. I got to say this one thing. You know what Marines are? Marines are Navy. They're supposed to be frogmen. That's what they used to be called. What are U.S. Marines doing on sand?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Where are the Rangers? Where are all the special forces?
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, on top of that, you've got this guy basically just blowing this cop away because he's trying to do his job. He's got his gun out saying, you know, put your weapon down, and this Marine shoots him dead.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
Yeah. This was in Afghanistan where, obviously, foreign forces aren't exactly 100% welcome.
Well, but we're talking about the police, too.
Yeah.
We're talking about sanctioned police officers working with the U.S. military.
Yeah, and it's the Afghans who are saying, no, we got to do it this way, and it's the U.S. saying, no, no, you're wrong.
That's right. On their land.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's just another
case. An invasion.
Yeah, another invasion. The U.S. loves to invade. The Canadians love to invade. That's what we do now. I know. I was in the military. I know what I was trained for. We're not peacekeepers, and we haven't been in years. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
So, It's sickening me how much crazy stuff we've got going on right now.
It's absolutely insane.
And even the old peacekeeping stuff, like, oh no, we're there to help people and build roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, well,
roads are being built, but again, with the idea that, oh, Afghans, like, they don't really matter. Like, no. We're really in charge. UN represented
That's right.
organizations are really in charge. So
That's right.
we're going to put this road in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're putting the road in or whatever over, like, people's front lawns, like, farms and stuff like that, cutting things up. Like,
That's right.
And they file claims against it.
Well, and they're lucky that that Afghanistan isn't like Japan back in the 1600s, because what would have happened is all these farmers, knowing full well how to defend themselves, usually and would take the power back. And that's where ninjutsu got basically outlawed, because ninjutsu is the perfect thing to teach the masses very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they've gotten us to the point where we're just rolling over and dealing with this stuff and just saying, oh, what can we do? What can we do about it? You know, cops killing people, cops beating up people, what can we do about it? You know, got Mounties tasering people to death and now kicking them in the face on camera, like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you'll be updated, but, I mean, if we hear that nothing happens to this, we might have to start something. I don't even know what we'll do. Maybe a petition, start sending it out. Yeah, we'll have to do something, because this is getting crazy.
Absolutely.
So,
and there's no excuse for it.
No, not at all.
But we know what the excuse is.
Yeah.
And why they don't want to tell us what it is.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Especially, like, a man that's 51 years old.
And he's recovering from brain surgery. That's
yeah.
why he was off work.
Yeah. Like, it's just crazy. And he gets a kick in the face.
Yeah. Doing his job.
Yeah. Those are steel toes. Police can't not wear steel toes.
Yeah.
So you're getting full steel in the face. And it's a good, like, you hear it impact.
Well,
and
I don't really think you can lightly kick someone in the face.
Well, you can lightly, but this was heard. Like,
yeah.
You heard it across
the
road.
Whether the person on the receiving end is going to think it was lightly or not.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can get a tap and you can get a full-out kick.
Yeah.
So, this
Either
guy...
Either way, not yeah. acceptable by police officers.
Not
especially
at all.
After the person's obviously in custody and no longer a threat.
And especially not from the RCMP. That's the whole thing. This is RCMP. This is supposed to be, like, the special unit of our police forces.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of crap that's coming out of that? That's insane. That's the whole thing. What happens if it, you know, happened to you or I? What are we going to do? I wouldn't take that. I'd defend myself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And that's the other problem, is then you end up getting shot, and that's that, you know? Where's the justice in that, too? So, laws aren't laws anymore, it seems. And it seems that the people keeping the laws aren't keeping the laws either.
Well, the laws are laws, but the laws are for the little people,
yeah.
the masses, the plebs,
right.
the slaves.
Yeah.
They don't apply to the people in charge, the elite.
No, not at all. They have their own police forces.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's crazy. But yeah, so that's two new things that are absolutely insane. And one of them was even in Canada. So, there's other talk about that stuff too. Now we got talk about Al-Qaeda training Canadians for terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
And all kinds of craziness like that. So, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, just to get back to this BC situation briefly, we only know about this because a passerby got out of his car, grabbed his video camera or cell phone or whatever, and started videotaping.
Wow. And that's... I got to say one thing about the cell phones and the cameras. I'm very, very adamant about staying away from those things. I always have, and it's just... in the last while that I've started using a computer, but in this case, in these circumstances, this is a perfect thing.
No, absolutely.
Like, at least we're catching these pigs in the act, you know?
Yeah.
And I do believe that there are police officers out there that are police officers.
Oh, absolutely. Of course there are.
But unfortunately, they've got to deal with all the pigs that they work with.
Yeah, and those people obviously give the good ones a bad name, because we only hear about the bad ones.
That's right. And, I mean, it's too bad that the good police officers have to deal with all the flack, too, and it makes their job harder, but, I mean, they've got to start standing up against their comrades in
arms,
too.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're protecting their own.
That's right.
As they always have.
Which leads me to believe that there's some kind of underlying society, secret society, even in the police that none of us know about.
The conspiracy websites are going to go nuts.
Yeah, jeez. But, you know, just thinking about that way, like, I've even met good police officers. But that's the whole thing. They still protect the pigs.
Yeah. Why? I've met good police officers even in personally bad situations. And
yeah. Well, that's
they do exist, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, it's just, it's terrible that it seems like most of the younger generation going into it are just crazy gung-ho. Like, these are young, they might even be younger than us.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, looking into it a little, you can become a fully trained police officer.
Yeah.
Fully trained from absolute zero to gun and on the force in 24 weeks.
24 weeks.
That's less than 6 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, boot camp's only 2.5 months.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but to be like an electrician, like that's a big long apprenticeship.
That's right. Well, I mean, and I don't think these police officers are there for 24 weeks straight either. I think they can go home. They're not even living a lifestyle, I don't think.
No.
So I know they have a boot camp type period, but I know it's not all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you even live there all the time, at least with the military. When I was in anyway, at least it was, you lived there.
Yeah, you're there.
You're there. They can come in at 1 o'clock in the morning and throw you across the room, like, that kind of thing. But it's pretty crazy when the police have little training, and it's
big
usually...
Big egos.
And it's usually...
Something to prove.
Yeah, it's usually a bunch of monkeys or some girls that didn't get on the cheerleading team, so
yeah.
You got something to prove, you know? And that's the whole thing, is that, I mean, if we could take away the guns everywhere, it would have been a lot better. Or give everybody guns, it would still be a lot better.
Yeah.
You know? It's just a matter of the police officers have to stop pushing their weight around that they don't really have.
Exactly.
I don't even know who gave them this authority to have this pushing power. I mean, I see it all the time, and we've talked about it before, people just backing down, even while they're driving, seeing a cop.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I see it all the time just driving.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And these pigs freaking love it. They love it. They love to see people slow down. I always get stared down because, you know, I'm a bigger guy and, you know, that kind of thing. And that's just how they are. And they like to scare people. But that's the whole thing. We can't be afraid of these people because they're going to use our fear against us, just like they're using all of our other fears against us right now.
Yeah.
So
they dwell on fear like the bullies in high school. The bullies in high school are today's police officers.
Pretty much. I mean, there's always references to that in movies.
But that jock who gave you the wedgie, chances are he's a cop.
Well, and I mean...
Or private security.
And then, I mean, look at Clockwork Orange, for instance. The two guys in the little group became police officers.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, there's parodies on that, but it's the truth, too. Like, you always have the security forces or the cops. They're pretty much the same now. Just one doesn't have guns yet.
Yeah,
that's
well,
all.
Here we have private security doling out parking tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you get a minimum wage security slob to walk around doing a municipal city job.
Well, the funny thing is, too, about those security guards, they're more scared of the public than we are of them.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I was in a car, actually, one time, just waiting, and a guy came and chalked it. He was about 65 or so, and he had a chalker, and he actually chalked the wheel of the car that I was in, and he actually saw me, and he was scared. Like, I gave him a really bad look, and it was like... This guy was, like, hurried away.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's the thing, is that, I mean, they're just G4 guys. That's all they are.
Yeah.
I mean,
and some of them are fine. Like, they know what's going on, and they're just there to pay the bills, yeah. And, like, they're not going to hurt anybody.
Well, exactly. There's a difference between a G4 gate guard and a G4...
signing up to do the G20 because you get to beat on people.
Exactly. Which, I kind of partially wish that I was there, even though the cops were in big groups, because I would have loved to get my hands on some of those guys. Because, they think they've got training. I'd show them a thing or two, so...
Okay, well, let's not say anything that can get us in trouble. So.
Well, nowadays...
That's subjective.
Yes.
Completely subjective. And we don't encourage anyone to go out and assault police officers or private security.
Definitely not.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
And don't tell them that we told you to do it, because we just didn't.
No. I just like to, that's all. That's all I'm saying.
It's a passing fancy, you could say.
That's right.
But who doesn't have stuff like that? Like, you want to punch your boss in the face and tell your parents to shut up or whatever.
No, exactly. But anyway, it's just atrocities that are going on right now with our police officers, even. And it's really hard, because what can we do about it? I don't have the money to complain and take all these guys to court.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem, right? So then all the people that have money don't care about this stuff. So, what do you do?
Well, one thing you could do is ask any current resident of Tunisia, the northern African country that just threw out their president, Ben Ali, I believe it was.
Yep.
Yeah, he fled to Saudi Arabia after essentially the entire populace demanded his resignation.
Exactly. The only problem with that is that the PM took over.
Yeah.
So nothing changed. It's just they want... I honestly think most of these places in chaos right now are being made to be that way because they need more places to have their wars, right?
Exactly.
More money for, these Deltic companies and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And all that kind of thing.
The UN to stick their nose in.
Yeah, so
gotta have a democratic election.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll just keep on doing what they're doing, and maybe the government will totally be thrown out.
Yeah, well, you don't really find out what exactly happened with a shift of power of this magnitude until dust is settled.
And if the dust does settle.
Yeah, like the French Revolution, that was a front for the Rothschilds to come in and take over France.
Well, and this can also be, we can also go into this being part of the actual effects of the pole shift, which are actually, this pole shift we're going through has been said through thousands of years for very different and not so different things like the Mahabharata and the Mayan prophecies and the Inca prophecies. They've always talked about the shift of the time of the masks falling down or the time of awakening or that kind of thing. And we can really see that happening. It's even videos of these police officers, pigs doing what they do, the stuff in Afghanistan with Marines shooting police officers. Like, we're at least all seeing this, and there are places where they're standing up against their governments, and it is going to be a chain reaction, and they're very afraid of that.
No, exactly.
But that's the time. Like, they've known longer than we have about this time as well, and they tried as much as they could to keep these things at bay, but you can't keep natural flow of energy at bay. You can't. You can try. You can try to say it's not even there, but explain to me why. And the Christians out there, I know they're going to say, well, it's the rapture and blah, blah, blah. It's God. And, you can believe that if you want. That's fine. There is nothing really wrong with that if you want to think that way. But from what I've done my research from and what they've said in the media and what they've said about this pole shift, that's what I think, and we'll see in the next year or so just what happens, because these things will happen more and more.
Oh, totally.
I can feel a change coming. I feel it now, but you never know what's going to happen. Like, I could be totally wrong.
And everybody could be wrong about everything.
Well, it could, but too many
But
things.
Even wrongness has elements of truth.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we'll see what big terrorist attacks happen in Canada next, and then we'll see how far it actually goes.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen because of all the rumors of this Al-Qaeda, like, trained Canadians or whatever, considering, I mean, Al-Qaeda, if Al-Qaeda's true Al-Qaeda, they haven't been doing a really good job at their whole thing over here, right?
No. Well, there was a Toronto 18 thing.
And, I mean, their training can't be much training because all they're doing over there is shooting and ducking at each other from, like, 300 yards away. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just warfare nowadays never made sense to me. My thing is, if you guys want to fight, it should go chop each other up. That's what I say, you know?
Oh,
if you really, really want to fight, then go on a field somewhere and do it. When it started spilling over, well, it always really has spilled over, but when it truly started spilling over into, like, the little towns and all that stuff, like, you got battles through little towns, that's just crazy. Like, I mean, no one has any regard for anybody but, you know, their fight.
Yeah.
You know? And
when a place like remote, like, I don't know, Copetown, Ontario, becomes like a war zone, I'm going to be worried.
Yeah, exactly. So thankfully, that hasn't happened really at all, other than Toronto becoming in the war zone for G20.
Yeah.
And that's about it so far.
No, I think that was just a show of power. Like, oh, look what we can do if we need it. Yeah, you'll get used to these steel cages sort of thing.
No, exactly. But the other problem is us Canadians and North Americans are...
We're too fat and stupid and comfortable.
That's right.
Too up on the zombo. Not enough of the real truthness.
And I think I've said it before, like, the people in this country don't even carry around pocket knives.
No.
Let alone anything else.
Oh, because it's illegal! We don't want to possibly, maybe, remotely offend somebody, then what?
Which is funny, because I remember my grandfather and all of his friends at his retirement home, they all had pocket knives.
Oh, yeah, my granddad still carries one.
You know? And I mean...
Can you just try and take him from him?
Like, yeah, you know, like, that was just a normal thing for guys to have.
Yeah.
Even, like, what was it? I guess it would even be 60 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's been that short of time.
Yeah. Even 120 years ago in this country, it was normal for a gentleman to carry around a derringer.
That's right.
A derringer pistol.
That's right. Exactly.
Like, yeah, you're not going to really hurt anyone with it, but it's the idea of it. You're carrying around a firearm to protect yourself.
That's right. Exactly. And other things, like even with a pocket knife, for instance. I don't know how people do have the stuff they do. Like, what, do you look around for scissors every time you need something to cut something?
Like, yeah, like...
It doesn't even make any sense how our society is now. I mean, I've been an advocate for a long time now about carrying a pocket knife. I carry at least two. I, myself, you know, it's... That's a culture, that's part of culture that we lost somehow. That was, like, a good thing to have.
Oh, for sure.
I remember all the time my grandma being like, hey, Grandpa, could I borrow your knife? And it would be
and
there.
It's there.
You know?
In his pocket.
Yeah. So, you know, I just don't get it. You know? It's, well, I mean, even if it's a little one with two blades, like, you still have something, at least, you know? So, when it comes down to that, it's just... Or even walking sticks. People don't even have those anymore. People think that's taboo. I mean, what the... What's going on?
Yeah, if you walk around with one, people think you hurt yourself. They ask you, whoa, did you hurt your leg?
Yeah, you know?
And believe me, I know.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't even gone so far to say... What it used to be, most canes back in the day were bladed also.
Oh, yeah. And bladed or not, it's a deterrent.
That's right.
Like anything.
No, exactly.
I think number one rule of robbing someone is do not rob someone who's already carrying a weapon.
No, exactly. You know, it just... There are things that we should be able to do in society that have been deemed wrong, but how can we deem them wrong when we've done them, like, in the past 100 years?
Yeah, like that farmer in Ottawa.
Oh,
I'm never going to give that up, man. Never going to give that
up. No, yeah, that's insane.
Fine operating an illegal slaughterhouse. Come on, please.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But now, that guy in Ottawa got charged. Guess we can't go shoot our own food anymore. Better go to the Safeway and buy it.
That's right. Well, that's the thing, too, is that you have to have a permit to hunt.
Yeah, you have to have a permit to fish and practically pick your nose.
Well, and that's the problem, too. Most of the Zombos don't even know, and I've said this before, don't even know how to clean anything. If we had no food supply, most of those Zombos would die, although, I mean, we'd have a lot of food to take out of their houses for a while. But, I mean, you know, that's just the whole thing, is that if their meat, even if meat stopped, people would die.
Oh, yeah, totally.
No protein. Most people don't know how to eat anyway, so you take away their meat, they're screwed, you know? So, that's the thing. We should all just go back a little bit, but it's not going back, it's going forward, because we've lost it.
Yeah.
We should all learn how to do these things again. I mean, it's great, this whole knitting thing that's happening right now. It's good. Crocheting and knitting.
Oh, absolutely. Anything where you take something, raw material, and have a finished product.
Exactly.
Without anyone's interference except your own, is good.
That's right.
If you take a block of wood and whittle a duck.
That's right.
Awesome.
Exactly.
You're 2 steps ahead of the Zombos already.
That's right. Because most people wouldn't even know how to do that anyway.
What's a duck? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's on the MTV reality show.
That's right. And I mean, the more and more they put up more and more reality shows, the more and more people are going to forget. And
these reality shows, they're not reality shows.
No.
They're scripted more than a ballet.
That's right.
They shoot these individual scenes like 5 or 6 times and take the best one.
Exactly.
There's nothing official going on. It's completely fake.
Survivor is not real. There's cameras there, so they can't die.
Survivor Man, I think, is real.
Like, Survivor Man is the only guy that actually,
like, if that guy dies,
is
like,
real.
No one's going to know for a while.
No, exactly.
No one's going to die on, like, Survivor Outback or whatever.
But he's a professional, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the whole thing people are not getting about Survivor Man. They're loving Survivor Man. That's good. But they're watching it just with an empty mind.
Yeah. If I ever get locked out of my car, I'll be able to be okay in the wilderness because I saw that Survivor Man episode.
But not taking any other thing other than I saw this.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like watching a construction crew and then turning around and trying to build a house.
That's right. With just that. Just knowledge.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. You need the hard experience.
Unless you can make things out of thin air, I guess.
Yeah.
But we can't do that. So,
honestly, I haven't trapped an animal in, like, more than 10 years. If I had to do it now, I'd have a rough idea of how to do it, but it would still take a little while to get in the swing of things.
Well, yeah, it would, definitely.
But I have done it, and some people have never done it.
No, and some people wouldn't even know how to make a snare or a trap or even how to track anything.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, considering we're in Canada.
Yeah, or even, like, going outside and knowing the plants that are growing in their front yard, if they can eat them or not.
That's right.
Or what they're called, or their name, or anything like that.
That's right. It's all knowledge, I think, that we'll all gain back, but a lot of this is just, like I said, we're trying to wake up, and the Earth is trying to wake us up, too. And the problem is, there are synthetic forces against us.
Yeah.
And until those synthetic forces are caused to either stop or we don't care about them anymore.
Yeah, and it's not technology. Technology in itself is not bad.
No, like definitely
basic
not.
Hand tools, that is a form of technology.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with the technology right now.
It's the hyper-connectivity, like you got to be posting on Twitter or on Facebook all the time.
That's
right. Get it on your smartphone, put it on your iPad thing.
That's right.
Update while you're driving, the driving conditions, the weather, everything.
I mean, I've seen someone check, and I guess check their what is it, their messaging thing on their phones, their text messaging. I've seen them, I saw one girl when I was working one time a while ago check her phone in one day like 12 times, at least.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's insane when you're that hooked to something like that. It's like, well, can't you unconnect yourself for a while? You know, that's the whole thing. Moderation is the key of life.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you don't overdo anything, you should be fine. But that's the thing, is that I know myself too. Overdoing things have long-term effects sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Remember employees at lunch break or something when the bell went, they'd all be hurrying off, running to their lockers, I figured because it's hungry. No, yeah. It's because they're all taking out their stupid phones and they're seeing if any of their retarded friends emailed them or
that's
whatever.
That's right, exactly. I know, so...
And then they go eat. Like, this thing is more important than your food and, like, vitamin nutrient intake.
Exactly. No, it's...
Get your priorities straight.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that most of these zombos just don't talk to one person either. If you're just talking to one person and need to be connected with one person, I could see that. But you're not.
No.
All you zombos with the text messaging and all that, like, I really hope that goes away, actually.
Oh, I'd love it.
You know?
I was appalled the first time I saw someone taking a cell phone call on a city bus.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, no, it's insane.
And now that's all it is. You got a bus crammed of yabbering idiots. Like, that's they wouldn't even notice if the bus flipped over and half of them were killed.
That's right, no. Or they'd be telling their friends about it while it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Live Twittering, bus crash on Twitter.
Yeah. So, I mean, when the society is like that, it's at least we know it's on a brink of being able to push for a good side, too. When you have people on that kind of a line, that's just how it goes. So.
Anyway, so, moving on, moving forward.
It's true.
From the zombos and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the next section?
Yep. Well, okay. We'll do good old survival time.
Survival time.
Ah, yes. Good old survival time.
Tiny bit of a delay there, but...
Okay. Well, this week we're going to do... I'm just going to explain more of surviving in our urban city-type atmosphere. If we really do get caught in these cities and you can't get out, you're going to need to know what to do, I guess. So, if you're a house in a suburb... suburbs, anyway, with a lot of houses around, a lot of things you can do... I personally would, I don't know if I've ever said this in one of these before or not, but you can actually plan out putting up wood or metal sheets on your windows. You can, obviously I've had the, I've already told you about the toilets and all that kind of thing, but just having yourself even safe out there is another key, like buy steel toes, runners instead of just normal runners, that kind of thing. By your watches, make sure they're shatter resistant. Make sure they're really really strong, because you can use those as a weapon really easily, just to defend yourself out there. Don't go around big groups of people. That's a big one, especially if things start happening. Like, stay away from large grouped areas, because you know things are going down. Definitely when those things start happening, can also. Well, you can use anything, even a nail you buy at the hardware store, you can use as a knife. So, just remember that. I mean, don't ever think you're helpless. And I mean, if you do leave it to the last minute and say, well, I don't have anything even to protect my family, well, just go to your grocery store or your hardware store or anything where you can buy large wood items, spoons. You can even use steak knives if you have to. Use your kitchen knife if you have to, even. Like I said, I'm going to put up a video we're going to make of things you'll be able to see that are very tactical for those kind of things, and I'll be doing that very soon, actually. So, but that's just it. Just make sure like that you're in the mindset that you can make anything into a weapon. Anything. Even a saw blade. I mean... Use a hammer. I mean, even the Hell's Angels, their most famous weapon that they use is a ball peen hammer, because you you can carry it around concealed or not. It's not classed as a weapon. So that's their big thing. Like, you can carry one of those in your pocket, and you can carry it in your coat. Like, those carry legal things around, like a screwdriver, even. I mean, I love throwing screwdrivers. You've seen me do that, so...
I have. It's true.
I mean, you can use anything for those purposes, so... just know that. I mean, it's nothing... It kind of sounds doom and gloom what we talk about, but we're trying not to put a doom and gloom to it. It's just what might happen and what is happening now, and...
It's not fun stuff to report, anyway.
No. But, I mean, it's still... good or bad, you can take it for good or you can take it for bad. I mean, if you keep this all in good light, then it's all good. So, just remember that. Like, there'll be other little hints down the line that I'll even come up with new stuff and that kind of thing. I'll let you know, but anything can be used, especially in our cities. I mean, even when they start locking down, and even when you can't buy a knife anymore at a, you know, your crazy Bills or your stag shops or whatever.
Loony Bin Dave's or whatever that is called.
Heck, you go to, eventually that will stop, but what are they going to ban? Hammers and screwdrivers and, I mean, machetes?
Wouldn't be surprised if they made it so you needed a license to have these things.
Yeah, but you never know. But then you could just use your belt, so... And that will be in the video for sure. There'll be a large section with me showing you all how to use your belt in a combat situation. It's pretty fun to do, too. So, so it will just be myself and my comrade here, and we'll be...
I've been enlisted in assistance here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you have.
Well, then.
Well, I mean, that's how it goes.
Yep.
So, yeah, so you'll see us, but you won't see us. It'll be good, definitely. I have a lot of information to show you. But anyway, so that's your little survival time for now.
Yes, that is...
Survival time.
Ah, that one much better than the second one. Oh, no, we got to stop. Okay. Oh, no!
Awesome.
That totally didn't work out as planned.
No.
All right, but...
anyway.
Yeah.
I had the burp in it, too, eh?
Yeah. Well, the plan is we've been saving bloopers over the course of the show.
Yeah.
And it's starting to get pretty numerous and hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, so we were thinking a sort of thing is we could possibly hawk, sell, maybe, or something like that. A collection of them.
That's right.
Something we'd never, ever, ever air or... No. Post on the site or anything like that.
That's right.
But still make available.
Yeah, because they're funny.
And you'd only really want that if you were into the show, obviously, or else it wouldn't make any sense at all.
That's right. Exactly.
Right.
So anyway, what do we got next?
Moving forward.
Yes.
What was that thing you had on the screen?
It was the... it's the Tunisia little story again. Once again, this place has lots of problems right now. But Tunisian police arrested 4 people carrying German passports after an incident, a shooting incident near opposition party headquarters, which is kind of, well, sounds to me, and it's a very, very short little story, too. And they end it with, basically, right after they're saying that it's German passports, they then say it's Swedish passports. By another source. So it sounds like it was either a covert operation gone bad or something.
CIA agent, they've got a passport for every country or whatever.
That's right. Something like that.
30 different names and that sort.
That's very interesting considering this place is trying to be overthrown basically by the UN right now, too. And they're. UN isn't getting their way like a spoiled little brat, so they send in their spies, you know? That's what it sounds like to me, but they have ties with Swedish and German places in the world, so you never know.
Well, if the government's been overthrown, who's this police that's arresting people?
Well, and that's the other thing, is that no government means it's martial law. There's nothing. There's not even martial law. There isn't even military.
Yeah. Well, as my understanding is, the military that had been established by the president who just left, Ben Ali, they sided with the citizens against the police.
That's funny. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you have a.
But who knows? It could be an
atrocity. Yeah, and I haven't been there, obviously, so I can't really say it. But this is what the media is saying right now. I don't know. I'm very skeptical about all this stuff that we've been reading the last little while now. I mean, we're trying to tell you information that we're getting, but it sounds more and more crazy as it goes along. We have Arizona shooting victim being arrested as well for shouting out a threat to one of the Tea Party members. So we'll see. I mean, things are getting weirder and weirder by the day.
Yeah, that whole Arizona incident, that sounds a mite fishy.
Well, I mean, we read a story with a guy that said this guy that got arrested, supposedly he was shot in the knee and then shot in the back, but he didn't move.
Yeah, so, and he doesn't know how he got shot in the back.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like two shooters at least. Well, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. Sounds like more than one person
that's
involved.
Right. There's different fire from different areas, so I don't know.
And this supposedly happened in a Safeway where a governor was, so...
Yeah, I know. And what's a governor doing shopping at a Safeway?
There could have been an event going on at the Safeway, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either, but that's kind of weird as well. So
they're not saying much, but a lot of the same nothing.
Well, and who knows what the U.S., is getting on information about this too, because I know for a fact that I have a family member that has a lot of friends in the U.S., and he said when he talks to them about these kind of things, half the time they don't even know what he's talking about. So we're reading information about their country here that they're not even getting.
Oh yeah.
So who knows, you know? But this is sounds strange. Yeah, they're saying one thing, then say another. I'm saying I think that this is just a spy-related incident. Somewhat sloppy.
Yeah.
That's basically what I think this is, but that's just my speculation on the whole thing.
Well, word is on the wire that this whole thing couldn't have happened. It was sparked by WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
But it was fueled by the social networks on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, WikiLeaks broke the stories that these there was secret government cables going on in Tunisia.
Yeah.
And that got people upset, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, that's the whole thing with it. I don't know what it... Maybe they're trying to cause stuff there just to get rid of more people or to overthrow. We'll see, like... We'll see how long they can last keeping the UN out, too, because we don't even know if they've got the Delta companies there now, which are the Black Waters and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And once they start...
These big, scary folk.
Yeah, once they start showing up, then you know it's going to be a bloodbath, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So,
Well...
Yeah.
Actually, we should wrap this up.
Definitely.
Yes, but let's try and wrap it up on a positive note.
Yes. Positive note.
Yes.
Well.
That's as far ahead as I thought on the process.
Well, I mean, positive note. I mean, this is all happening, but at least it's not happening here.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's as good as
it. Take it that way. Yeah, we have cameras on our street, but none of us are getting shot and killed on the street just for walking down it, or being a certain religion. Not right now.
Yeah.
Now, at this point right now, that's a good note. So,
very well put, Mr. James. Anyway, so that's it for tonight's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Mm-hmm. And in case you'd like to get in touch with us, and we encourage that you do, you can reach us at truth.info.
That's right. Give us all your complaints, all your concerns. Tell me I'm a retard, I don't care.
Predictions,
yeah.
Well wishes, death threats, whatever. It's all good.
I welcome it all.
It is all welcome.
Death threats especially. I'm okay with the death threats. So that'd be up to you if you really wanted to try that. So
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, thanks again for listening, and please, remember, until next time, whatever it is you do, just be good about it.
Transmission.